91X News.
It's 18 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Stephanie Clue. Going into the election, Justin Trudeau made a lot of promises on his platform. One of those promises was to lower taxes for the middle class, and Belleville man Sean Hunt is hoping he keeps his word with that promise.
Better tax cuts for us lower class people, you know. I know he said raise the taxes for the higher class and lower for the middle class, but I wonder what he's going to do for the, you know, the actual lower class.
Only time will tell if Trudeau will keep his promise over his next 4 years as Canada's Prime Minister. Another local man, Don Caldwell, says he is excited for the change that Trudeau will hopefully bring to Canada.
10 years or whatever it was with Harper, that was long enough.
Trudeau was sworn in earlier today at Rideau Hall. Justin Trudeau has launched a new Liberal era with a 30-member cabinet that features predominantly fresh faces and an equal number of men and women. Fully 18 of the newly minted ministers are rookies who won the election for the first time on October 19th, including the all-important finance minister, millionaire Toronto businessman Bill Morneau.
It's an incredible pleasure for me to be here today before you to present to Canada a cabinet that looks like Canada. We have an awful lot of work to do in the coming weeks, months, and years. But I know the Canadians expected us to come together.
Trudeau has put newbies in most of the senior portfolios, some of which have been reconfigured or renamed. Trudeau also answered questions from the media about what his party's stand is on climate change.
Canadians expect their government to be responsible around climate change and addressing the impacts of the environment that we are facing around the world right now. Canada is going to be a strong and positive actor on the world stage, including in Paris at COP21.
Tom Mulcair has resurfaced for the first time since his New Democrats were punted to third-party status in the House of Commons. The NDP leader, who has stayed out of the public eye since his election night drubbing 2 weeks ago, is meeting his significantly downsized caucus in a basement room on Parliament Hill. The gathering began just hours after Justin Trudeau was sworn in as Prime Minister. In his speech, Mulcair says the election's results were not what the NDP had been hoping for, but that the party has accepted the outcome with heads held high. The leader has vowed to stay with the New Democrats for the long haul, but his political fate is tied to a leadership review taking place next spring in Edmonton. The new caucus is made up of 44 members, fewer than half of the 95 seats the party held in the last parliament. Toronto City Council has voted in favor of banning the use of hookah pipes inside licensed establishments in the city. The ban is set to take effect in April next year. Hookahs, or water pipes, are used to smoke tobacco and non-tobacco herbal products. City councilors voted 34-3 in favor of a motion proposing the ban on hookahs at city-licensed businesses. The motion came after the city's medical officer of health raised the health concerns about the effect of hookah smoke and said it sends the wrong message to youth. A carbon monoxide leak has been ruled out at a Calgary elementary school after some students were sent to hospital after falling ill. Some reported feeling sick to their stomachs, nauseous, and dizzy while in the school's music room. Woodlands Elementary School was evacuated, and 12 of the students were taken to hospital as a precaution. Two others were sent home with their parents. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard has met with Aboriginal leaders and confirmed an independent observer will probe allegations of police abuse of Aboriginal women.
Municipal, but also First Nation police authorities across Quebec, not only in Val-d'Or, and will draw conclusions from this, look at the best practices that exist as well in Quebec, and be ready to implement new measures, of course. Be ready also to judge when the mandate of the Federal Commission will be announced, if this will be sufficient or not, or if we need to add a process of our own, which I've not ruled out again.
Couillard says a working group will look at the ongoing issue of relations between First Nations communities and police forces in the province. As for a provincial inquiry, he says that will depend largely on what the federal government elects to do on its end. Does Belleville need more buses? QNET News reporter Brendan Burke has more.
A bus shortage resulted in a stalled commute for several Belleville transit riders this morning. Students and commuters catching the number 7 route, which stops at Loyalist College, were told only one bus would be running, a reduction from the 2 buses normally in service. The driver of the bus acknowledged the inconvenience and urged commuters to voice their complaints with the city's transit manager. The bus's operator also said the issue is not a result of being short-staffed, but rather a shortage of vehicles. The busy number 7 route provides crucial transportation for both college students and those headed to work. One less bus meant many commuters were left to find their own means of transportation this morning. QNET News is awaiting comment from Belleville Transit staff. Brendan Burke, QNET News, Belleville.
The investigation continues into Saturday's crash of a Russian passenger plane in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula that killed all 224 people on board.
Investigators studying the crash of the Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula are focusing on the black boxes for answers. They're being analyzed in Cairo by Russian, Egyptian, and other international teams. The U.S. has not yet ruled out terrorism, allegations that Egypt's president has slammed as propaganda. Investigators say the plane broke up in midair, but have no firm answers as to why. Alex Marquard, ABC News, Cairo.
That's QNET News on 91X. It's 4:06. Corey Jacobs with sports after the break.
It's time to shake things up.
2 years ago, would you have imagined yourself where you are today? Life's a journey. The broadcast radio faculty at Loyalist College knows exactly what you need to become successful in the radio industry.
Spend 2 years in this broadcast radio program at Loyalist College and leave with a brand new skill set and memories that'll stick with you for a lifetime. Production, promotion, sales, and yes, even on air. With a fully powered radio station to give you the most hands-on experience possible, make Loyalist College a part of your resume today.
Good afternoon, I'm Corey Jacobs with QNET Sports. Canadian snowboarder Mayelle Ricker announced her retirement today at a press conference in North Vancouver, BC. Ricker became the first Canadian woman to win Olympic gold on home soil with her victory in snowboard cross at the 2010 Olympics. The 36-year-old battled concussions and broken bones over her career, but realized her most recent knee injury would keep her from racing. Ricker says the memories she cherishes most aren't her victories.
When I sit back and think about it, I think of sort of these moments leading up to the races, like the journey and the process, all the days of training and days on the road, all the laughs with my teammates and my friends, and it's really those memories that stand out the most right now, and I'm sure will forever.
Ricker competed at 4 Olympics and says she hopes to continue working with the national team moving forward. Terry Collins has a new contract to continue managing the New York Mets. 3 days after their rousing season ended with a stinging loss to Kansas City, the Mets rewarded Collins for piloting them to the National League pennant. The Mets held a club option for Collins for 2016, but instead gave him a 2-year deal through 2017. Collins says despite losing the World Series, the Mets had a great season and have a bright future.
We all want to win the World Series. We didn't, but that doesn't take away what we accomplished in the season, and that was tremendous excitement in Citi Field and a team that we think in the future has got a great chance to win.
Garrett Sparks made 30 saves as the Toronto Marlies shut out the Hartford Wolfpack 5-0 in American Hockey League Wednesday. With Toronto leading 1-0 after two periods, Kasperi Kapanen and Ryan Rupert scored goals 25 seconds apart early in the third to break the game open. Mark Arcobello, Nikita Shokunov, and Richard Ponyak also scored for North Division leading Toronto, which is on a 3-game winning streak. Arcobello added an assist and now has 4 points in 2 games since clearing waivers and being sent to the Marlies by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Magnus Hellberg stopped 19 shots for the Wolfpack. The Vancouver Canucks look to keep up their strong play against Pittsburgh when they welcome the Penguins to Rogers Arena tonight. The Canucks swept the 2-game season series between the teams last season by a combined score of 8-0. Also tonight, Chicago's host St. Louis and Anaheim faces Florida. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight will be cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle with a low of 8. Tomorrow, it will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle and wind becoming southwest 20 kilometers in the afternoon with a high of 18. Friday will give showers and wind with a high of 17. At 4:10, it's 18 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Corey Jacobs. News at 91X, next at 5.